was very moving to hear, and also very heartening to hear, as part of the team that have been putting on this retreat, that people have had such positive and meaningful experiences on the retreat and managed to go to depth. And it may have been difficult and bumpy and up and down, but it feels like everybody seems to have found something here that's been of value. So that's all we could ask, really. So I just want to say some thank yous. Catherine started us off in that vein. And yeah, very much a thank you to the West London team. You may not realise it, but we're kind of like a middle-sized centre, and in terms of the building we've got, we've got two showing rooms, we've got big space, all that kind of stuff. But we're a relatively tiny team, actually. There's five of us, four full-time, one part-time. And we do all kinds of other jobs as well as teaching. And then there's a few other people who are part of our teaching sangha, like Paramananda. To put on the retreat is quite a lot of work, and there's all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes beforehand. So, if it hadn't been like for Sophie doing some publicity and stuff for us and doing the newsletters, and Sahananda, who helps a lot with all the sort of financial stuff, and Pranyanita, who's one of her roles is centre manager, but she does all the sort of technical stuff of setting up all the Zoom stuff and the retreats and the things you have to log on to, and sending out the letters and things. So, and she's been a rock in terms of holding the space on Zoom. She's been doing all of that, all the organisational stuff. And as you'll have appreciated, she also gets roped in to do things like mantras and join in with the rituals. So she's very a very, very important part of the retreat. And I think this is actually the fourth retreat we've done at this particular team, and it feels like a real delight to be working with Pranyanita and to be working with Paramananda. So, yeah, thank you very much, Paramananda, for your amazing teaching. There is something quite magical about how you teach and what you teach and how you communicate and how you lead a meditation. Yeah, it is an adventure. You go in all kinds of places. There's certain themes that come up again and again, but there's also all kinds of unexpected stuff, or all new ways of looking at things that may be very, very familiar. So I always get an awful lot out of your teaching, and something about how you lead a meditation just opens up my heart, gets me in my body, gets my imagination going, and I just go to a completely different level of practice. So thank you so much, and yeah, thank you very much for your generosity in teaching this and co-leading with me. I also want to say thank you very much to everybody who's taken part on the retreat, all of you. Yeah, because without you there would be no retreat. And I think the fact that it has been such an intimate retreat, that people have been saying they felt cared, they felt welcomed, they've really liked the kind of sangha feel, is due to all of you individually and how you are with each other, and I think it's and also the fact that people have really been serious about their practice, and even if they're having quite difficult situations that they're doing the retreat around, working, families, things going on in your lives, you seem to all have just like really engaged with the retreat really fully. And there's that sense of sort of some serious practice. And I think there is that thing where even online, when you're practicing around others, we do get supported by other people's practice. It does help us go to depth if other people are there sitting and going to depth. So in a way, everybody here has supported everybody else on the retreat. And I've really enjoyed being on the retreat and found it really inspiring. So thank you.
Maybe I would invite
Paramananda, do you want
Paramananda if he could unmute. And also Bodhilila, let's not forget Pasquale.
Oh God, yes. How could I? Yes, indeed. Well, I just want to say about something about Pasquale then, while Paramananda is unmuting. So, Pasquale used to be on the team, and he's a really good friend of mine. And he's just so generous because he's, ever since we did the first of our online retreats, didn't know what was going on. And I just said to him, would you be willing to sort of put stuff up online and create a sort of private web page for us? And he did that fantastically. And then he's just agreed to do it for every single retreat we've done since then. So I don't know, it must have been about 6 or 7 retreats last year. This year it's probably likely to be about 10, I think. And he just does it. He's just so generous. Even though he's moved somewhere where he doesn't have a great internet connection and it is quite fiddly because he has to sort of convert the formats of the sound recordings and put things on YouTube and all that kind of stuff. He just does it. He's just so generous. And I don't know if you have been visiting the web pages. It's a great resource if you've missed things, but also after the retreat you can go back to it. But he's also got these amazing images on each day, which worth going to visit it just for those. So yes, a very big thank you to Pasquale. Paramananda, did you want to add anything?
Can you hear me?
Can hear you, yes.
Okay. Got the microphone in. Firstly, I'm sorry I was having trouble logging in. But thanks for sending me another link, otherwise I wouldn't have been here. I don't know what to say. I mean, always a thing, isn't it? I mean, it's always I think I've been doing it for 30 years or more than that, and it's just always a pleasure to practice with other people and hopefully help other people in their practice. Pleasure, and I'm delighted to be able to do it. And I don't know what else to say, really. I mean, and lovely to, as Bodhidharma said, I think this is the fourth one we've done, and it's together as a little team and a great little team. And it gives me something to do, so that's very nice. And I do, I've just got some kind of feeling that, particularly at the moment, perhaps in this time, is rather unusual, and I think for a lot of people, quite stressful time, coming together and doing practice together is perhaps more important than usual. It's always important, but perhaps it's more important. And in a way, I can't quite put my finger on really. I sort of feel we're in a significant place in, not just individually, not just us, but the world is in some kind of quite a significant place at the moment, and it needs people to come together. It needs people to engage in practices that allow us to be more aware and open, and more responsive to others, and more responsive to the world, that even whatever we can do to facilitate that and to help a more, enlightened consciousness to arise is actually perhaps more important than we realize at the moment. So yeah, and that's but it is that thank you for coming, because obviously you've all of you participate and make it possible and significant. So, I think that's all I want to say.
Thank you, Ramananda. And I think, yes, it is a very particular time. I mean, it's interesting because there's always dukkha, isn't there? There's always impermanence. All these things are always there in the world. And, you know, for some people, there's more suffering. Other people, there is always suffering. There's always unsatisfactoriness. But I think at this particular time, it just feels like, well, the planet is in a particular state of peril. Also, we're in the middle of a global pandemic. The effects that's having all around the world on all kinds of ways that we, you know, who knows what's going to be like, even though now we do have, you know, these vaccinations, but that, you know, there's, well, the effect it's having on all different kinds of countries and all around the world, people, the number of people who've died, you know, over 100,000 in the UK, over 2 million worldwide so far. It's, yeah, it's quite sobering. And I think as a result of that and all the sort of different changes and the lockdowns and people, you know, losing their jobs and all kinds of other things, you know, a lot of people really struggling to get by. There's also a sense of people really questioning what's of value, isn't it? And needing, you know, there's a lot of stress, mental health issues, you know, a lot of people suffering from all kinds of things. And finding that they don't necessarily have their normal ways of dealing with it, and also that they might not work. So finding something like the Dharma can be so transformative. And I've been really amazed that we have, you know, had some people who come to us first through lockdown. They've never come across meditation or the Dharma before. And they, you know, they found it completely life-changing. You know, they've been able to use it as a tool for changing their life, and that is just so inspiring. So I'm just going to, yeah, be upfront. You know, the lockdown has had a massive effect on us because, you know, it's almost a year now. The building's been shut. We lost pretty much all of our income streams because of that. I think we've done really well in terms of putting stuff online, being able to, you know, remain as a Sangha and actually over time developing more and more stuff and a depth and bringing more people to our events. But we want to be there for more people. We want to be able to continue to do the stuff. And, you know, our long-term survival and our ability to do that and what we can do is very much dependent on material things as well as people turning up. And people's energy and supporting us in that way. So if you are able to make a donation, you know, there was a basic booking fee, and if that's all you can pay, that's fine. But if you are able to make a donation, you want to make a donation, it is very much appreciated, and it will really help us to continue to put on activities. In a way, the fact that we're doing these things now is because other people have given generously in the past, and to be able to continue doing that, and also to be able to continue to offer bursaries and things for people. You know, we've just changed the system of how we do things. So before, everything was on a dollar basis. And although in a way my heart just would like to just keep everything on a dollar basis, what does happen is if you do that, then people pay a lot less and some people don't pay at all. And that's fine, but we're trying to, you know, get on a bit more financial even keel. But we still want everybody to be able to come to our activities regardless of their financial circumstances. So we've kind of done a compromise now where we've got a booking fee on our courses and our retreats. Drop-ins are still on a dollar basis. And then if people can't manage the booking fee, then they can ask for a bursary and it's just like Dana, and they can either pay nothing or whatever they can manage. And then there's a suggested donation. So I think for this one, the suggested donation is 100. So there's a £50 booking fee and 100. And if you are able to make that, that would be really helpful. If you can pay less, that's fine. If you can pay more, that's fine. Maybe you might want to support people who haven't been able to pay, and if you are in that position. So if you are able to, and if you would like to, then please do. But otherwise, just want to say it's, you know, there's lots of ways of giving, you know, so just you coming here and practicing is a way of giving. And it would also help us, you know, word of mouth if you recommend our stuff to other people. I think we still need to do work on all our publicity side of stuff. So it would be nice to, you know, be getting more people aware of what we're doing. And now that we're online, actually, I never thought I would say things like this. But if anybody felt like writing us a Google review, that would also be really helpful. Anyway, I think I'll end there with that part of it. But also just to plug things. Yeah, so some people are new to the West London Sangha. And what's great about being online is that we get visitors from all over, you know, different countries, different parts of the world. And you're welcome to come to any of our drop-ins. Paramananda does a weekly class on a Thursday night, 7 till 8:30, called Meditation Space. He also does a weekly longer class on a Sunday morning, Meditation Club, which is, I think, 10:30 to 1. I'm doing like lunchtimes, Wednesday, Friday meditations, and also Pranyanita, me, and the Dave and various other people, they're on Tuesday nights for Dharma night. Yesha Bodhi is doing Buddhism in the City on Saturday night. So they're all drop-ins and just come in if you feel like it. We've got early morning unled meditations at 7 till 8 each morning. And then we have a lot of classes and workshops, and we're doing pretty much a monthly retreat. So some of the retreats are weekends, some of them are long weekends, and some of them are weeks. So this one is the first of a series of 3-week-long meditation retreats I'm doing with Paramananda. So this one's very much had the focus on the body. The next one will have the focus on the breath, and that's the 7th to the 8th of May. And then there's one in July where we'll be focusing on the heart, mandala of the heart, recording it. But in the meantime, if you're free at the beginning of March, Pranyanita and Ratnadeva are doing a weekend, Still Depths of the Mind. Over the Easter weekend, Maitri Pushpa and I will be doing a retreat. So, just sign up on our newsletter and then you'll find out what's coming up if you haven't already. And you get the occasional blog and other bits and pieces. Okay, so enough talking, enough plugging. let's just end now with a little bit of practice again. So we're going to do the Green Taro Mantra in call and response, as we did on that very first evening. Paramananda responding, I'll start us off. And I guess you can go with either one of us if you want. Yeah. But again, it works best if you're muted and you just join in. And then we'll just sit for a few minutes just quietly, and we'll do the transference of merits. And I'll end with doing the blessings verses. So if you just want to give yourself a little bit of time to settle into a bit of a quieter space. Om Tare. Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare Tare Ture Swaha.
Om Tare Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare Tare Ture Swaha.
Om Tare Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare Tare Ture Swaha.
Om Tare Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare
Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha.
Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare.
Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha.
Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha.
Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha.
Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha.
Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha.
Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha.
Transference of merit and self-surrender. May the merit gained.
May the merit gained.
In my acting thus.
In my acting thus.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
My personality. Throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Are serviceable in many ways.
Are serviceable in many ways.
To the infinite number of beings.
To the infinite number of beings.
Inhabiting limitless space.
Inhabiting limitless space.
So may I become.
So may I become.
That which maintains all beings.
That which maintains all beings.
Situated throughout space.
Situated throughout space.
So long as all have not attained to peace.
So long as all have not obtained to peace.
So just want to leave you with some blessings. May all blessings be yours. May all gods protect you by the power of all the Buddhas. May all happiness be yours. May all blessings be yours. May all gods protect you by the power of all the Dharmas. May all happiness be yours. May all blessings be yours. May all gods protect you. By the power of all the Sangha, may all happiness be yours. So again, thank you very much for coming, participating, engaging with the retreat so fully. And as we come to an end, just take care. Yeah, it can be a bit bumpy coming off a retreat, and that holds true from an online retreat just as a physical retreat where we're residential somewhere. And it can be a little bit more abrupt because you're not going anywhere. You're on retreat and then suddenly you're not on retreat. You know, you haven't got a journey to make that transition and be thinking about it, reflecting about it. 1 minute you're on the retreat, 1 minute you're not. So if you are able to build in some time tonight, over the next few days, some quiet time just to sort of be with that. And also just be aware that we've all been on retreat, but anyone that you're interacting with hasn't. Yeah, so if you live with other people, or if you're going out, or if you're going out shopping or in the streets, you may encounter a very different kind of energy. So just look after yourself for that. And that, because I think you've probably gone a lot deeper than you think in these few days, and you might be a little more sensitive than you think, so things that you normally wouldn't think twice about might actually feel a little bit jarring. So again, you know, maybe tonight isn't the best evening to, you know, just binge a whole load of stuff, you know. Give yourself a little bit of time, a little bit of space and mental space. But anyway, yeah, been lovely to be on retreat with you. Go well. Hope to see you again on some of our online stuff. Online retreats, classes, drop-ins, and when we are able to reopen, yes, it'd be lovely to see some of you in person and practice alongside you in an actual shrine room. But there you go. In the meantime, take care. And if you want to unmute yourself or post anything in the chat, feel free.